Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. We have a very exciting show on tap for you today as Steve Baden, Executive Director of ResNet, joins us. He's going to discuss the ResNet Cross-Border Challenge, the HERS Index, and much more. So stay with us right here on the Newsmakers Podcast. We're now joined on the program by Steve Baden, Executive Director of ResNet. And Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
We definitely appreciate you coming on the program. Could you give us an overview of what ResNet is and your role there?
Yes. Well, ResNet is a national nonprofit membership organization who sets the standards for the rating of homes' energy performance. And our landmark product is called the HERS Index Score. And we'll go into that in a little bit more detail later. And we have over 4,000 certified raters across the country, spanning from Alaska down to Florida. Last year, there were over 218,000 homes rated and issued a HERS Index score. And we're close to having a total of over 2 million homes that have been rated in the United States and issued a HERS Index score. And I serve as the executive director of ResNet.
And with ResNet, one thing is there's the cross-border challenge, and the 2015 version of that challenge was recently announced. How did the 2014 event go?
It went really, really well. It's really a fun event because what it does is it allows a sort of a competition based on the HERS Index score between United States builders and Canadian builders. And then we had a set of awards that were issued. Now, we have a sister organization in Canada called the Canadian Residential Energy Services Network, or CRESNET. And we had a series of awards. We had two national awards between the American Award, the ResNet President's Award, and then the CRESNET President's Award. And then we had a series of awards based upon the number of the size of the builder. And it was announced at the ResNet conference in last year. It drew a lot of interest, and we had some very important builders that participated in it.
And you mentioned that the event, it promotes the utilization of the HERS Index. And what exactly is the HERS Index, and what does it consist of?
The HERS Index is akin to the miles per gallon that you see on American cars. It's a way to express to a consumer the relative energy efficiency of a home. And it goes from 100 is sort of the standard American new home that was built in 2006. And it's a linear yardstick, so every percentile you reduce your energy consumption, you get a reduction on the score. And vice versa, every percent that you have more energy consumption, you get a higher score. So the U.S. Department of Energy estimates the typical existing home being sold on the market is around 130. 100, again, is roughly the home being built in the U.S. in 2006, and it goes down to zero, where zero equals zero. It is a home that produces as much energy as it consumes, and then actually you can go down to negative numbers where your home is actually producing more energy than it consumes. And I've seen examples in Florida where homes had a HERS Index score of minus 45, which meant it produced 45% more energy than it consumed. And that was, of course, built into the utility grid.
Steve, let's say certification. How do you go about obtaining that to become a HERS rater?
A rater needs to be a basic understanding of building science and the ResNet standards. So a rater needs to go through a training by an accredited training organization. Mm-hmm. And then once they go through classroom, and then there's a written ResNet test, and they got to do some field training and field examinations. And once they've completed their training, then a ResNet provider, which is the ResNet doesn't directly certify individuals. We accreditate programs and companies, which we call providers. They're the ones that are responsible for the actual certification. And that involves going out and doing three probationary ratings in the field. And if the provider feels that these are up to snuff, then they become certified. And this is a draft. If people are interested in doing this, they should go to our website, which is resnet.us, and it will list the steps it takes for someone who wants to become a rater.
Absolutely. And you had touched on examples of HERS rating. How do you think the rating itself has grown in recent years, and kind of what does the future hold for it?
It's grown exponentially. For instance, in 2012, we had a total of about 130,000 homes, whereas in 2013, we had over 200,000. We're seeing the builders, the largest production builders in the country are now having every one of their homes rated and marketing the HERS Index for. Roughly in 2013, almost half of all new homes sold were rated. And I think the future is looking good for several reasons. One is the market is showing that consumers want high-performance homes, and we're seeing that MLSs across the country, multiple listing services across the country, are starting to list their homes HERS Index score. But I think one of the biggest drivers in the future is we're seeing codes see the HERS Index score as an alternative compliance method. In other words, they can use the HERS Index score to show the building official that the home is efficient and meets code. And already we have over 150 communities across the state, across the country, that have incorporated a HERS Index option into their energy code. And I think the biggest boost that's going to happen is in the 2015 International Conservation Code, it for the first time allows a energy rating index option to builders. And I think we're going to see builders gravitate that because it gives them much more flexibility in meeting the terms of the code. And then it also helps them be able to market their home's efficiency and drive how they exceed the code. So I think the future for rating demand is going to grow.
Yeah, I think you made it pretty clear how bright the future is for the HERS Index and HERS rating. I know you mentioned the website once already, but for the listeners, could you go ahead and mention again?
It's resnet.us.
All right. Steve, we definitely appreciate the time, and thank you so much for joining us on the Newsmakers Podcast.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Steve and learned a bit more about ResNet and the HERS Index. Thank you for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, please visit www.achrnews.com.